comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Good morning. Here comes the sun. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Alderman for Life, Don Paul Brown, coming to you live from the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Humans Park. Walk Radio Studios, also known as the future office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. That's right. Even though Thursday was my last city council meeting, I am officially still the District 1 Alderman of the City of Waukesha until April, I think that's the 19th or 18th, whatever the Monday night is at midnight before the next council meeting. So happy to continue serving in whatever capacity. And that was my good friend George Harrison and the Beatles with one of my favorite songs that I love to play this time of year, Here Comes the Sun. And after a couple wintry nights, it's so far a beautiful Saturday. I say that and the clouds come, but we had a lot of sunshine and a lot of warmer weather. So hopefully that is a sign of great things to come. And with spring comes springtime rights, taking care of your yard and your neighborhood and watching everything back in bloom. And so the timing is perfect for my special guest today. Please say hello to Forestry Supervisor, City of Waukesha's Forestry Supervisor, Mike Telasca, with the city's Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department. Mike, welcome.
Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Alderman Brown. Number one, I appreciate the opportunity to sit here and talk to you and your audience. And I would like to thank you specifically for your service to the city.
Thanks, I appreciate that, Mike.
And in particular, your support of Parks, Recreation, and Forestry through the years. We have appreciated your help, and we'll miss your formal presence, but we look forward to working with you in whatever capacity you get into in the future.
Thanks, Mike. That means everything to hear that. And speaking of Parks, Rec, and Forestry, before we begin with Mike, I do have a time-sensitive announcement. Your Waukesha South Varsity Blackshirts baseball team is playing down the road at 10:30 at Frame Park against visiting Little Chute, coming all the way down from the Fox Valley. And if you're like me and you like multiple stimuli, bring your transistor radio or your your cell phone and watch the live face. You know, continue watching the show with Mike and myself here, and then watch your Blackshirts do battle. It's been a rough start to the season for the Blackshirts. They lost a heartbreaker on Tuesday, 1-0 against Kettle Moraine. They lost a tough one in the pouring rain against South Milwaukee on Wednesday night, 19-9. And then last night, a real heartbreaker. Kettle Moraine came from behind, scoring 6 runs towards the end to beat the Blackshirts 16-13 under the lights. But the Blackshirts, in one respect, are coming out in very winning way, because on Wednesday, I had the privilege of being in attendance and also announcing the game for the return of Eric Teagues, who started at pitcher, and Tyler Pudliner, who caught the first few innings. As many of you know, both young men were injured in the Christmas parade attack, as we call it now, while they were marching with the Waukesha South marching band. And what made the game extra special was members of the marching band, the South marching band, came and did the national anthem. There was a lot of media out there. They had Eric's Father Don mic'd up while he was watching the game. It was really a special case. And Mayor Riley met me there too. Sean Riley, we were supposed to have a meeting at 4 o'clock, and we called an audible, and he was happy. He was glad to meet me at the game, and wished the boys the best, and even got to have a few moments with Eric's parents and with Tyler's mom, Katie Pudliner. So it was a really special occasion. And you know, in my book, they're winners. They're champions, actually, and really proud to know those two young men, and wishing them the best as they continue their recovery. So, but speaking of recovery, Mike had the forestry team had a very difficult year in 2021. There were a lot of deaths. But before we get into that, I want to mention that Waukesha has been what's called given the prestigious Tree City USA designation. And Mike had just informed me, how long have they had that designation now?
City of Waukesha has been a Tree City USA for 43 years. We are tied for the second longest streak in Wisconsin. If anyone in Sheboygan is listening, Sheboygan has actually got us beat by 1 year. So,
way to go, Sheboygan.
Until we can steal their application, they'll remain number one, and we're tied for two. But we're very proud of that.
Sure.
That shows the city's dedication to the forestry program and the urban forest. It's an award through the National Arbor Day Foundation, and it's something that we're very proud of.
Terrific.
Hey, Don. This is Jason here in Madison. For some reason, we're not hearing Mike too great through the microphone, so let's cut to our first break, and we'll figure
out. Yeah,
we
I appreciate
it before,
that.
But we'll do it again and get it all straightened out and come back on the other side, okay?
Sounds great. I appreciate that. Stick around. We'll be back with more with Mike Talaska, our forestry supervisor. Don't go away.